Call the meeting to order. Compliance with the open meeting law?
Yes, it was posted where all the places that Courtney said it was posted, the papers.
Okay, I need an approval of the agenda, a motion.
I move to approve the agenda.
I'll second that.
And a second. Thank you. All those in favor of the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, approval of minutes.
So you have two sets of minutes. You have October's, you also have September's back, because after the meeting, we realized the September one did not have the yield cost tool that you went over in it. So that one does. So if you will reapprove the September as with the meal cost tool added in there, as well as September.
In October,
I'm sorry, yes.
Yes, okay. I need approval of that.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
And a second.
Take that as the second.
Thanks, second.
Okay. All those in favor, approval of amendments, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Public comment.
Wait, see, I just said, did Molly Bond, I don't know how to say her name, died with the meals? I guess I missed something. Right. I just saw that.
Yep, she did. She had visited me. She had set up an appointment and talked with us. And we talked a little bit about the nutrition program and the fun, fact that we have not, we continue to have issues with funding and things like that.
So she rode along on a day.
So then she decided to do a ride along. So yes.
Not a big deal. So.
Okay, public comments on agenda items / ADRC communication.
I don't have anything on advocacy right now. I thought maybe we might have an advocacy report from Janet Zander from GWAR, but I have not seen anything at this point. So I don't have anything on advocacy. Regional board.
We talk a lot about the new formula. There's going to be a new formula unveiled on November 15th. So to make changes, to make the regional consortiums or whatever are breaking up because there isn't the incentive to be part of the larger group. Now that ours is not breaking up, that ours is working, but I know a lot of the other ones have broken up and trying to make those that signed up initially, the initial ones that signed up got an incentive, they got more money. So it's not fair for those that signed up later. So they're trying to redo that formula and make changes so it's more equitable. That formula had not been set in stone, but it was supposed to come out November 15th. Like I said, there's no longer regional incentives, but there will be a rural criteria in the formula because it's the rural areas that have, farther to go and more cost. So that was good. She talked about legislation again. And grants that they're waiting on. WAR is looking for a volunteer. That was in an email. I don't know if they've gotten one yet. If you want to be a community volunteer for WAR.
For their aging board?
Pardon?
For their aging board?
Yeah. And then they talked about changes to, there was a Senate committee and a letter that was written to members of that committee talking about they had made some changes with nursing homes in Lakeland, Epion and Bloomfield closed, that they have written in the standards or in standards for closure that they give 90 days notice so that they can find places for the residents to go because it's difficult to find places for residents. So they were asking for that change, the Survival Coalition. So I think that's about all I have.
Is the 90 days up from 60? Because they have to.
It's just part of Chapter 50, the relocation process.
Because they do have to do a relocation process when the nursing home closes, and they have to work with us. But okay.
Yeah. Just as allowing more time for residents to relocate to another place.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Becoming more and more difficult.
She talks a lot about legislation and some of it's pending and, you know, talking to different Congress people that, you know, to make the changes that we need. They had talked previously about we got an increase in funding. It's not what they asked for the ADRC, but it was happy they were counting their blessings because it was more than they had had. So she talks a lot about how they're knocking on doors and trying to get the legislatures to know what the ADRC needs and wants.
Yes. Okay.
Did we get the public hearing going for
2521
grant?
So that is our specialized transportation grant that funds most of our transportation projects or all of our transportation projects. And I do have that scheduled right for after this meeting at 11. Just so you're aware.
Okay. Elder Fest recap.
All right. So I think all of you were there in one way or shape, except you were delivering meals. We had 432 bags that were given out, and we had people from 35 different zip codes. So all in all, a successful day for us. We had the vaccines went over. The health department was extremely pleased, and in fact, they're still giving out vaccines. They did 111 flu shots, 80 COVID, which was all they brought, and 3 pneumonia vaccines. And I talked with Amy yesterday, and Southwest CAP had given them, I think, 100 more vaccine incentive cards. And I think they've gone through most of those. So they've still got people coming and getting more and more. But they just ordered again. So that was very successful. And somewhat surprising. So I think they were really pleased with that. I believe the sheriff said he had about 9 pounds and maybe 9 or 10 pounds of stuff returned. I think last year he had 15. So not as many drugs, but that's probably good. They've cleaned out their cabinets the last few years that we've done the drug take back. So I think that went pretty well too. And then the Noggin Master event, which we had not done an event, especially in another building at the same time as Elderfest before, but we had 11 participants for that. So Diane, you were shaking your head.
Did
you go that to that one?
And I was sad that there weren't more people there because they did a good job.
Good. I will let them know that because we may promote that again and do that one again.
And it was a pretty long walk, like for my dad.
That's just
that, you know, and it was cold.
That was our concern in doing that. So, but we may host one maybe, you know, next year the X9 is already booked. But we may still maybe do one over here or something where people could drive up and get a little bit closer if that works. We really didn't know if people would be interested in staying around for that, you know, another event or not. But we may try it again over here and just see what we get. So the Naga Knowledge was on brain health I would like to hear it as well. So any other comments?
I heard a comment from a lady. I don't know if she was here before, but she brought a friend who hadn't been here before, and they were so pleased. They had such a good time. She was going to come again, and so they didn't realize how big it was and how fun it was.
So good. Yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
I have a comment.
Yes.
I heard quite a few comments from people, and Bob heard him too when we were at the registration. We need to do something to get people inside quicker instead of standing out in a long line. And I just got to thinking about the layoff or the layout. Once you get inside there and they go to that lady that hands out the door prize vouchers, to you cannot use a derogatory term, but they reminded me of a bunch of cattle. They all turn and went the same way.
They do.
And then that's what backs things up. Maybe instead of having tables like this, when you go in, have the tables running east to west and get the health department away from the front of the room and put them in the back of the room. And that way people that are going to get vaccines, it'll move people in faster. But I think we just need to look at something to improve.
And I actually did that layout. I've already actually done a layout like that, Mark. And I asked Amy the other day at the meeting, because I just did a layout without actually the measurements. So Amy got me the measurements so I can see how many tables I can get in that way.
Sure.
If I do a layout that way. And we'll kind of see. We have a couple issues. Well, part of our issue is, you know, probably 372 of the 432 all show up at the same time for the event because they just do, because they want to be there.
And an hour early.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And it more than an hour early. I think we actually had somebody, we have a couple that get earlier every year. So.
The early bird gets them.
Yeah, I actually wish we had a little bit bigger venue, but I mean, it works good, but 432 is an increase of, you know, probably 70 some people from what we had from the year before. And the vaccine clinic was new with those incentives. We've never had a lineup at the vaccine clinic like that, but I'll tell you what, those $25 incentive cards that Southwest CAP had were wildly successful and getting people signed up. And that was great because it did generate more interest, because we had heard less people interested, say, in the COVID booster so much, but then they went through all their shots. So, and they literally had just gotten those shots just within a few days of Elderfest. So it worked out well. But yeah, I do have a layout that I'm a real visual, so I've got to kind of look at it as well. But I do actually have it going in that way. The other tricky thing is how we do the door prizes. We've kind of revamped that over the years, and we have to make it kind of so people can't keep coming back to the door prizes and getting new ones, because that has happened in past years too when we did it in different ways. So, but yeah, we are working on that and hoping that we can get something a little different there to move them through, because now I'm afraid we had those additional 70 people that might decide to show up next year too. So, but it was by far, I'm quite sure. I don't know from the old days, I do think they did have big numbers like that. But I think in the time that I've been here, that is our biggest number. So, and I actually thought maybe we wouldn't have as big a numbers this year, but I was wrong. So, we do have it scheduled for next year already. I think it's the 25th and 20th. I think it's the 26th. And I believe we're going to do a Are You Ready for Some Elderfest theme. So it's going to kind of follow a little football theme. So, because the vendors have really talked about, we never used to do a theme.
It's in October, right? October.
Did I say September?
No.
Oh, it's October. Yeah. October.
Is it a Friday?
Yes.
Then it's the 25th.
26th
is on a Saturday.
Okay. It's leap year.
Can you trust that, Kim?
I hope so.
I think there's leap year. I think there's leap year in February, which is why it's the 25th. So, yeah, we've already got it down. And the vendors, the first year we did a theme was just a couple of years ago. But the vendors have kind of liked it and said kind of inspires them to have a little more fun with it too. So, so we're going to do that again, I think. Makes it a little fun for everybody.
I heard on the radio where Wisconsin collected more drugs than any other state in the country. It was over 50,000 pounds, down a little bit from last year, but it's still more than any other state in the country. So
yes, the sheriff just told me that yesterday too.
We've got a lot of unused drugs.
They use more drugs than other.
I know. Diane, I was kind of like you. I kind of thought the same thing. Well, that's really good, but then I'm like,
what a waste.
What a lot of drugs
I
just
mean,
sitting
I'm
around. But yeah, no, I thought kind of the same thing. I'm like, huh, that's kind of
interesting.
Kind of, yes.
And it could mean too that we got the message out.
And
this is what you do. We don't, we're concerned for our water because we have animals that drink the water, you know, a lot of livestock. So.
And I want to go back to my public hearing because I apologize because that is wrong. It is at 10 a.m. I thought I had it at 10 a.m.
So we do have to hurry.
Yeah. Well, I did it that way intentionally. Because I thought I could convince a few of you to stay at 10 a.m. and sign into the public hearing. That's why when it said 11 on there, neither of course I caught that. I think maybe last year I did it at 11. So any other comments on Elderfest? So
nope.
I thought it went well other than it got hot. And we'll try to take a look at that too. But we only had to use Steve once, so that was the good thing. And I was happy he was there. So all right.
When you do the minutes, you'll want to amend the agenda.
Yes.
So it shows that the public hearing will be at 10 instead of 11.
Yes.
For the record.
Yes. Yeah, that was my fault. And when I looked at that, I'm like, okay, did I? All right. So I believe you guys already approved this back last year, and then we kind of held off because with the funding, with the congregate funding the way it was, we didn't know how that was going to go down and whether we were going to do anything with different sites. So I think I am going to go back and request a couple nutrition vehicles now from Extine. I don't know, since you approved that probably back at the end of 23, I think. Do I need a new approval on that? Or can I just tell you I am going to go ahead and do it? I know I have to get approval from county board too, but does this
committee
need to reapprove it? Okay. I just thought I'd let you know that I am going to do it. So our one nutrition vehicle right now is in pretty bad shape, and the other one is in better shape, but it looks terrible because it sat out in the parking lot for its whole lifespan. So it's looking terrible too. We are actually using a vehicle right now from conservation that they're going to give us. Which is, will be fine for the winter months and things like that. It doesn't have any air in it, so it might get a little dicey during the summer months when we're transporting, but if we used it for that, but I think we can use it for some other things as well. And right now, Social Services is also using it a little bit as well. But I am going to go ahead and I think request. We are in much more need of that than we are transportation vehicles right now, which is what, you know, I had talked with Joe about. So I'll let him know that, but, I will go ahead and do that. So, okay. As long as you're aware.
Marie, NFCSP, Diablogate, ARPA dollars.
It's a lot of acronyms, isn't it? So the National Family Caregiver Support Program, we still have some of the ARPA dollars, which came from COVID, that we have not spent. I talked about this last year or last month. Jeez, mm-hmm. Felt like last year. Mm-hmm. So we have $21,378 in ARPA funds that need to be spent through September 24. We haven't even spent our regular dollars out yet. We're only sitting at about 44% of our regular dollars. And part of the problem is with that is most of them want them for respite. But we just, we're finding it more and more difficult to contract for respite. We've had one agency go out entirely this year in Grant County.
And it's just getting tighter and tighter as far as people having staff. Several agencies, a couple of our agencies didn't even, that have always attended Elderfest the last 2 years, haven't attended because of staffing. Two backed out the week of Elderfest, two or three, because of staffing. I really don't see much point in trying to keep these additional dollars when another county can probably use them and get them out if they've got the ability to do so. So my recommendation would be to deobligate. The other thing that comes about is we didn't request that money. It's just money that came with ARPA, but with the National Family Caregiver Support Program, there's a 25% match on that, which is really more. If you would look at that, you think it was about $5,000 or $6,000, but you actually divide the 21,378 by three, because it's based on the total. So you have to do the math a little different. So it would be closer to $7,000 in county match that would be required. And that's part of the other reason that we have trouble getting that spent down, because the county match is higher. With all of our other aging programs, it's a 10%. But with the caregiver, it's a 25%. So you've got to get that spent. Now, with the regular dollars, I have a little bit of ability to take some AFCSP money and move it over as a little bit of a match, but only on like respite services. So I think right now I've got about $4,000 that I can offset the county requirement for. But it doesn't make sense to me to do it. It's just going to sit there, because if I can't spend the regular dollars, I'm not going to spend. Regular dollars are $29,000, and we've spent about $13,000. If you don't have an issue with that, I think I would just assume let GWAR know that we will probably deobligate that whenever they want to do that, and let that go back. Any thoughts on that? Questions on that? I don't normally turn away money, but if I can't spend it, it doesn't make sense to keep it. Mm-hmm. No. The same thing will probably be true of Title III, although we're trying to do some different things with Title III, so I'm not ready to give up on that. And that Title III dollars is a lot less money. We're only talking $5,000, and that matches 10%. So, but again, it's kind of one of those things, too. We don't have the title. Title D is what I'm saying, and that is our prevention programs. But our problem with prevention programming as well is the fact that we just don't have enough staff. Our staff are so busy anymore; they can't. It used to be staff had time in their schedules to do some of those extracurricular, and there's just not time. That phone rings all the time, and I know because I've been up there a lot. I thought I was going to go crazy on Monday morning. If somebody would like to make a motion, I think I'd like approval to deobligate.
I'll make a motion.
And a second. Motion being second. To approve the deobligating ARPA dollars. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Approval of vouchers.
Any questions on the vouchers? I don't know that I had anything too out of the ordinary. Our radio ads for Elderfest, we are able to recoup some of those dollars back from Southwest PAT because of the vaccine incentive and letting them come. They also had money for marketing. So I'm gonna submit some of our newspaper ads and our radio ads back to them for reimbursement. So that was kind of nice. Mm-hmm. That was my incentive for doing that. So that worked out nice for us as well. And it was successful, so I was really happy about that. get an approval for that, Gary?
Yeah, we need a motion to approve that. And a second.
I'll second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Financial report.
All right. This is probably one of the closest budgets I've had in a long time. And not, I mean, I usually want my budgets to be a little close, but I like them with a little bit more leeway than I got in this one. But for the most part, I think we are doing all right. We typically were at about 80, we should be about 83%. As you can see, we're a little bit over that, but I think we'll be okay. I do think we'll get some additional maybe dollars back in ADRC. So I'll go through it just quickly, but service management, we're looking good. I actually may transfer some wages over to that because we've got some additional wages if we need to of Nicole's that can go either service management or ADRC. So I may move that if I need to. Obviously, congregate, I didn't do a very good job of budgeting, I don't believe, because I'm over. For congregate and home delivered together, we're at 86%. So we're a little bit over. But in all reality, the forecasting of paper supplies and fuel and food costs is a science that I do not have a lot of expertise in right now. So I think we've done pretty good, but we've clearly had some issues and we've had some additional expenses thrown in that we weren't expecting this year as well with rent and things like that for Platteville. So we did have some increases that we weren't anticipating. So that's where we are with that. Public awareness, that is our prevention programming. We probably will not spend that all out. I am working with GWAR on trying to come up with some ways that are not staff intensive to spend some of that money. Benefit specialist looks pretty good. All the transportation programs are sitting okay. We're actually getting a few more people there. Family caregiver, as I said before, we're a little bit under there. And same with Alzheimer's, although I think our Alzheimer's will be closer to being spent because we usually contract for so many to have. And then ADRC again is looking okay as well. So for the most part, it was the nutrition program that I didn't do my best budget forecasting on, but we'll see how that goes. Some years you win, some years you don't. So are there questions on anything in the finance reports? I gave you some general stuff. So if you've got anything in there that you're concerned about, let me know. Or have a question on. Mark, service management, I guess you probably don't know some of our categories very well. Service management, that's all Older Americans Act funds. And it covers a variety of things. We use it mostly for administration. It also can cover some transportation, but we use all of our DOT for that. It also has some money in there for supplemental and home chores, but we request to use our caregiver money for that. So we just shift it around and use it mostly for administration to cover like our office assistant. Half of that goes usually in there. The other half to ADRC. So we split some of the things that are more general administration things, and then my wages and some of Courtney's wages and stuff get split between there and ADRC. All right, if there are no questions on that.
No questions, we'll have need a motion to approve the financial report.
Can I make a motion?
Okay, motion made and second to approve the financial report. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, reports.
Okay. Again, I think we've covered a lot of it. Caregiver renewal day is something we do regionally. I usually am there. I wasn't able to be there this year because we were short staffed. But I believe we had a couple caregivers attend. It was in Dodgeville, so that tends to make our numbers a little less. But Linda Market presented on caregiving and humor. I heard they had a nice event and they really enjoyed it, and that's good. We were, of course, working on the budget with the new market study recommendations. The new 2024 budget did get passed yesterday by the Grant County Board with the new market wages in there. So that was good. We're very appreciative of that. I don't think even all my staff know that yet, but the ones in my office do, but we haven't got it out to the meal site managers yet. So they will be thrilled, I'm quite sure. And hopefully that will help. Anything you want to comment on with the budget?
Well, just somewhat related to that, we are updating the LTE rates. I don't know if you have any staff under those.
I think we do.
They're basically going to be start rates at whatever job
they're at. So
be consistent.
Yeah, that would be. That would
because
be
we were, some of our LTE rates were at 1179.
No.
Other places for 15. We basically are going to eliminate the LTEs. We'll start rate position.
I did complete the Alzheimer's Family Caregiver Support Program grant. So that is in for next year. Obviously, it was already in our budget, but just actually had to do the actual thing for it. We have started implementing a waitlist policy in Platteville. Courtney was a little hesitant to do that, but I pulled the trigger on it. And we have come down. She has gotten some off. We did put some information out to them that, you know, if you're receiving it, you should maybe give us a call. And we did get some people that voluntarily did go off because of that. But I think she said we're down. We're down a few, but I think we need to be down to about 60 to be realistic with what we have. So we're going to continue with that for a little bit until we get a few more on.
Next question: those that took themselves off the meal delivery, were they looking for or wanting a congregate site to go to in?
She gave them the options of what they could do right now, and some of them can stop and pick it up, which really isn't congregate at this point, but we're hoping with the new regulations that that will be a congregate option. I don't really think so. I think, you know, I don't know that to be the case yet, but we do have a couple avenues we're going to shoot for with congregate again when she's back and make a few more phone calls and see if we can't land somewhere. But yeah, we are giving people some other options to discuss meals. Most of them, I think, were just people that maybe at the time, what happens oftentimes is we get a few people like during the winter months or something that we do need home delivery because they can't get out and about as easily. And then maybe, you know, they stayed on if the assessments only get done, you know, on an annual basis usually. So if they were doing better and felt like they could get off, then, you know, we always give them the option. We can reassess them and put them back on if need be.
So can I ask, what are their options that you're presenting to them?
So she just gives them, yes. So picking it up would be an option or congregating somewhere with others to eat it. I mean, we still have that option. It's just what we don't have right now is a absolute space to do that in, but she did talk to them about that we are working on that, but we are still allowing them to do the takeout if need be, which doesn't really benefit us financially, but it's still a nice option to have, and I think they will change that. I'm fingers crossed anyway. I think they should, but what I think and what they do, and it's a federal rule, so it's not up to me, but I did feel it was really necessary to pull the trigger on it. I'm nobody wanted to do it. It's not a nice, you know, it doesn't feel good to do it. I don't know that my meal site manager was probably all that in favor of it either. But the fact is that's the call that I got to make, because I know the hardship involved if we have people go down in that area, if we lose more volunteers or staff. We can't keep up that level of service when we don't have the support for it. And with our budgets tight, we don't financially can't do it either. So, so right now when people call in, you know, we are letting them know that. Some of the options when they're calling in for home delivered, if we can't do that, is we also give them the list of some of the things that are available in terms of the food pantry giveaways and that sort of thing. We also give some of that information out to them. She's got a whole food resource handout that she gives them as well. And then some of the other optional private pay meal options that are out there too. So we do give some of that information as well. We did get an office assistant person hired. Karen Geisler will be starting on November 27th. That is great news because we are short-staffed and our front desk is always open and always staffed. So it has been a bit of a challenge in November to keep that up. But thanks to Courtney and Mariah, we have been managing that. We have all been taking turns at the front desk trying to make sure that phones get answered and people get seen. So so with Courtney gone this week, it's been even a little bit more of a challenge, but we're getting through and there's an end in sight. So that always helps. October is typically my busiest month and one of the busiest months in the ADRC because we do have Elder Fest that we're planning for. Everything aging, all of our aging programs end September 30th. And so we have to get all of our data, make sure all of our data is in within 30 days, make sure that's all cleaned up and running reports. It's our third quarter for our DOT reports. Then there's Elderfest involved. And so it's just a busy time. The budget's usually being finalized for the county. So it's just a very busy time of year, but we have survived it so far. So we're moving ahead. we'll be working on, Courtney already is working on staff evaluation. I have been very slow to work on them because I've been doing some other things, but we'll be getting those out because with the wage increases coming January 1st, we need to have all of our staff evaluations in. So, so we'll be doing that. So yeah, it's been busy, but we are managing. I did not send a sign-up sheet around, so I'm going to send that right now while I'm looking at it. Any questions on any of that? All right. The nice thing about my staff is when we are short or we do need things, everybody's busy, but everybody's willing to pitch in and help where they need to. It doesn't matter. We don't do any of the, I don't have to do that because my title's higher than yours. And so I don't have to do that. We just do what needs to be done. Although that being said, there was a really big spider in our office the other day and Mariah was the brave one that stepped up. I would not do that. I draw the line at really big spiders. Unfortunately, maintenance was gone, or I would have probably called maintenance. It was the biggest spider I think I've ever seen, so I did not like it. I'm kind of I don't mind little ones, but this was big. So program reports, any questions on any of those? So if you'll look with the nutrition one, you'll see that this is a new report. So we're starting back over because the nutrition program runs on that October 2023 to September 2024 year. So so you'll see that's why that's a new, that looks new. Other than that, we are, I think, as busy as we've ever been. We do have our de-enrollment going as well. And Emily has been doing most of that through the mail and over the phone. And now she's getting all the plans out to people, and now they're kind of calling back and talking to her. And so it's been pretty crazy that way. If you look at the information assistance, which is on the second page, our numbers, and I'm sorry, we're always more than a month behind on those numbers. We get them from the regional office. But our total contacts are 647. So we're down just a little bit from August. But of all of the regional contacts, we're 42% of the regional contacts now of four counties. So that number keeps going up. And we're at 43% of the total encounter contacts, which is all the contacts we have with actual consumers. So by far, Grant County is busy. We're seeing more walk-ins. We're just seeing a lot. And then, Dan has seen a nice increase in the bus passengers. We've taken on quite a few new bus passengers. I just got a call from somebody the other day from the Bagley area who wanted to go see the lights. And as she talked about going to see the lights, they thought maybe they might just ride the bus to Walmart on a day too and try that out. So we've been getting some new ones, and we've been getting some nice comments on that. So if you look at his month in October, it's 295, which is great. So that's nice. Taxi is not up. We are still, the Fenimore and Bosqueville areas are still a little down. So I don't know what we're gonna do. We may do a winter promo over in those areas to see what's going on. So any questions on any of the program reports? Well, any questions for me on anything?
We don't meet in December.
I don't think we'll need to meet. I didn't put it down because I think we'll have everything in line. So I don't think, and I think it runs into that holiday week. So I figured you all probably wouldn't care if you didn't meet. So unless something would come up that would absolutely require your approval, I think we'd be good to not meet. So I just thought I'd hold off on that. But if you have time, the hearing is at 10. If you have any comments for transportation, or if you just want to give me any comments for transportation, if you've heard from people, I don't know if you know of anybody using any of the transportation in the county. Or if you have any thoughts on that, you can even just give me your comments as well. We don't tend to get a lot of people for the public hearings on that. I actually did send Dan off with some envelopes and paper today because he had some bus participants who I said just ask them if they would, since they can't be here for it, they could, if they wanted to provide some comments, they would. And we have done that in the past, and we're probably going to institute that again, and especially with the taxi and trying to look at some of that. But Well, if you don't have any questions for me, we can probably entertain a motion to
make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor of adjourn, say aye. Opposed.
Happy holidays.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.